Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. We live in a society that right now everyone seems to want instant gratification, to be told how much their opinion is correct and right and in line with everything else that everyone else does, but that's not really reality. So, how are we supposed to be able to tell customers no if they think they are always right? This week's installment of Monday Morning Manager talks just about how to say no, or better yet, set yourself up so you don't have to say no because you have put the right expectations in place. So, without further ado, here we go with this week's episode. Symptoms. Abby prided herself on the level of customer service she delivered after the sale and loved the loyalty her customers expressed to her. That loyalty also had a troubling side, and it was beginning to show. She was having some problems in her territory, and as her customer base grew, so did the problems. Because of her history of being so responsive to their every need, many of Abby's customers became dependent upon her and began asking her to do things not normally her responsibility. When she didn't have time to deliver on those extra requests, Abby felt bad about failing her customers, and they, in turn, began to express some dissatisfaction. Abby could see years of her good work in developing her territory slowly starting to unravel before her. Her best efforts were turning into the source of her biggest problems. Diagnosis. Like many other salespeople that have had to provide some follow-up service to their customers, Abby felt she couldn't say no to any of their requests, no matter how insignificant or unreasonable. Her worry was that if she declined in any way, a competitor would step in and steal her customers away. And since she had put in so much time building the relationships and loyalty, that idea sent shivers down her spine. So, Abby never learned how to politely refuse these requests that were now starting to overwhelm her. Abby needs to set boundaries and expectations with her clients as to what the limits of her personal service and support should be moving forward. Prescription. Setting the proper expectations begins during the sales process. If a prospect insists that you are available beyond reasonable business hours, you may have to decide that this prospect won't make a good customer. If that's the case, then disqualify the opportunity. If you experience the situation Abby now finds herself in, you must stop the behavior by sitting down with the customer and politely explain that you need to set boundaries. And you must also take all of the blame for not having done so earlier. A salesperson's inability to set the standard for customer service after the deal is done means he or she will be the person responsible for these circumstances. And, like most difficult situations, this one won't get any better by hoping it stops. You must do the right thing and address it with the customer. Critical thinking. We know it has probably happened, but share the craziest customer service story where you wished you had set expectations earlier in the conversation. How would you have changed that conversation? The drill. The drill always starts with our final thoughts for the morning. Today, we happen to have two. First, from Donald Miller. When you stop expecting people to be perfect, you can like them for who they are. Second, from Bruce Lee. I'm not in this world to live up to your expectations, and you are not in this world to live up to mine. And now the drill. First, update us on how everything went last week. How did your three stated goals go? Did you accomplish them? And what growth dynamics tactics helped you to get there? This week, please share your top three goals, personal and or professional, and the growth dynamics tactics you plan to deploy to accomplish them. As always, the Growth Dynamics team is here for you, whether you need coaching, materials, or anything and everything in between. Please do not hesitate to reach out to us. You can find this podcast and plenty others on our website, www.growthdynamicsonline.com. Now go out there and make this week the best one yet.